TV.
You are listening to WWDB 860, a Beasley Media Group production, and 97.5, The Fanatic HD2.
WWDB 860 AM Philadelphia and WPEN HD2 Burlington, Philadelphia.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
This is James Williams. You're tuned in to Respectfully Speaking on 860 AM, Fridays from 5 to 6, where we discuss
being great, health and wellness, sports, politics, and different ideas to build our community. Because what's important to you is important to me. And I'm Eric Allen. Welcome to Respectfully Speaking Radio. And remember, our opinions and ideas define who we are as people. Respectfully speaking.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? You see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Oh, some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. So Lord, heaven's above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I made mistakes. I'm only human. It's all it takes to put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me.
Oh.
We only human.
After all.
I'm only human. After all.
Don't put your blame on me. Respectfully speaking.
Don't put the blame on me.
Yeah. I'm only human. WWDB AM Talk 860.
I'm just a man.
Yeah. We in here. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Yeah. We in here. Oh, man. It was just, you know, just a joy. Like, traffic is crazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just another episode of Respectfully Speaking Radio. If you tuned in, oh, man, we just had a beautiful. It's still 2 weeks after and still reminiscing about the award show, the Uppity Awards. It was just great. It was, you know, a lot of different people this time, this year. We acknowledge a lot more people in the game. And just got a very, very special announcement today because We made a couple decisions, me and James, to bring Khadijah Sams and Nelly Yog on board to help us out and be professional as possible and make it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just very, very excited. Very, very excited today because these individuals are people that been around me for a lot of years, and I'm just very excited that they're coming on board so we can make it do what it do and just be more productive, you know, benefit off the Beasley Media world and show them a little bit of our world, bring some notoriety, bring some different things and different adventures. And I'm very, very excited. So what we're going to do first is we're going to turn this camera around, right? And y'all may not be listening. We got Nelly Yog in the building. Nelly, thanks for joining us today.
Namaste.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Khadijah Sams, welcome back.
Hello, everyone. You
know, we got to talk to the people as if I don't know these people because y'all don't know how important they are to me. And we got the good Muslim sister in the building. She's Hijabi Baddie. And we're going to talk to her on the other side. Just see if we can get some things advertised today. So, Nelly Yog.
Yes, yes.
You do a lot of things. You wear a lot of hats. Before I introduce you being a co-host,
okay,
you know, I want you to explain to the people exactly what it is that you do and what you want the people best to know about you.
What's going on, world? It's your favorite yoga soldier, a.k.a. the Yoga Broad, Nelly Yoga, and I am here with my big bro. It's an honor to be here. I am a Jane of all trades.
Right.
I'm a Jane of all trades. I'm a Jane of all trades. I am a yoga instructor. I am a mother. I'm a partner. I'm a daughter. I'm a podcast host. I'm an creative spirit. I'm an artist. I like to make my own clothing.
Right.
I'm a free spirit. I pretty much do whatever I desire. I used to have a general contracting company.
Right.
So I know how to put a house together if I need to, you know. So I do all that I desire to do in life, pretty much. That's the spirit that I hold, and that's the person that I am.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you.
Let me tell you best what I know out of everything that you just named. We're all movers and shakers in life. I think one of your strong points that I know that people don't have a lot of empirical knowledge of, which is yoga.
Mm.
And yoga is a form of a lot of things that we need to implement in our life. It releases stress.
Mm-hmm.
It does something to the solar plex of the physical.
Yes.
You know.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I've been practicing yoga for about 16 years. It found me. It pretty much saved my life. I got into it for my mental health years ago. And it was just an undeniable feeling. And I decided to get certified for it. I've been teaching ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just an advocate for mindfulness and the power of meditation and the power of the mind.
Right.
And having a healthy mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I pretty much teach is breath work, meditation. I teach to all ages, so it's amazing. Shout out to the YMCA in West Philly. I had the honor of teaching there.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure of being on Fox 29 on Bill Anderson's Wellness Wednesday.
Yes, and I watched it. That was very exciting.
So that was amazing. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Fox 29 family anyway. Mike Greenwich, he's also one of our other affiliates. And I just appreciate what yoga has done for me. It gave me purpose.
Right.
It gave me purpose. Outside of all of the hats that I wear, that is the thing that I will do for nothing.
Why do you say it gave you purpose? Elaborate on that a little bit.
It gave me purpose because it was something that was bigger than me. When I was teaching at the Y, there were days when I just didn't want to get up out of my own bed, dealing with my own depression still, my own anxiety still.
Mm-hmm.
Even as an instructor, you know, I still fall short myself. But those people, those members saved me too, and they let me know what my gift was.
Wow.
I just was sharing something that I felt saved me. I didn't know how it was going to translate over to other people. And it was from people's testimonies and people coming up to me after class in tears. And, you know, it's just, it becomes something that becomes bigger than you when you have people telling you I need you here. And showing up literally every morning for you was like, I owe it to these people to mm-hmm. do what I do and to be good at what I do.
Wow. What a great intro. Mm-hmm. All right, let's change the page.
Hey, everyone.
Khadija Sams.
Hello,
now,
hello.
Deej, you already know what to do. Tell the people what you do.
Hello, everyone.
Who you are.
I'm Khadija Sams, and I wear many hats as well. I'm a podcast host, screenwriter, mother, grandmother, big sister, mentor. And I wear many hats as well. And but screenwriting, like Nelly said, is the thing that gives me purpose. You know, just being able to have ideas in your mind, put them down on a piece of paper, type them up, and next thing you know it, they're in fruition. You know,
right, right.
You know, you can watch them on television. You can see,
right,
you know,
the energy.
What was in your mind actually mm-hmm. come out on the screen. And it's such an amazing feeling to be able to do that. And so I'm just honored to be able to have the opportunity to. And I thank my big bro EA, because had it not been for EA, I probably would have stayed in my shell and not wrote a screenplay, because
right.
I'm a
and
writer.
You're dope at it.
And I write a lot of poems and mm-hmm. stories and all that, but I had never written a screenplay.
Right.
And EA was like, you want to write Y'all a screenplay? I'm like, I don't know how to write no screenplay.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Like,
right. Right.
And so, you know, I went on YouTube University
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I have went to college, so I do know how to write professionally. So I figured it can't be that hard. And so I went to YouTube University. I found a couple of screenwriting apps. There were like three or four of them out there that I didn't even know about.
Wow.
Went on them, and that was it. And what is this? Like almost 3 years later,
right?
We're here, and I'm working on my third film right now.
Mm-hmm. Got three more after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I'm excited, and let's go. I'm ready.
Absolutely. Khadija Sams, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're going to turn the page. My good brother Jermaine, one of my business partners. Main, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the people what you're doing. Make sure you speak in the mic. Turn it down so that way they can hear you.
For sure.
There you go.
Like EA said, first of all, it's a blessing to be up here with such talented people. EA, like I said, you ladies right here listening to y'all, I'm like, wow. Seriously. So I'm definitely honored to be up here with you, EA. Like I said, I've been knowing EA for some years. Just like you ladies, I do a little bit of everything. Wear many hats. My passion is real estate.
As far as, you know, yeah, and he's a guru in real estate.
Yeah. So I cover all aspects as far as renting, selling, property management. I found out the best way to be good at one thing is being good at many.
Yes.
So like I said, wear many hats with those. I just have a new business venture as far as event spacing.
Ooh,
so that's a new thing that's in the field.
Tell them where is that? Really, what's the name of it?
Oh, the Lux Venue.
The Lux Venue.
The Lux Venue.
Is that on Honey Park Avenue?
No, it's not. It's right there at 6196 Lancome Pike.
Okay.
That's why I was saying where we're going to start doing our comedy shows.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a new venture. Like I said, we are 1 year in. So, you know, it's
congratulations.
Still,
thank you. Trials and tribulations.
Yes.
That's all it is. Trials and tribulations, you know. So I deal with that. And like I said, with EA, starting to do the management. I have a little rap group that we manage. And
I love Foster Twins.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's the ones, the Blicky.
Yeah, the
Right. Blicky, yeah. So hopefully we get them up there one day. But thanks to Big Bro, EA, help out and support tremendously with them. And hopefully, like I said, within the next few weeks, we're going to hit some of these public schools up.
Nice.
Whether or not it is.
You want to elaborate on that or you don't?
Not right now.
Okay.
I don't throw some of the schools
because it's
out
the
there
team
right
that
now,
we all help out. We all go.
Absolutely.
You got this your team, right?
Yeah. So what we're doing is now we are reaching out to a few high schools mm-hmm. and middle schools inside the city. Actually, we had a couple today, mm-hmm. and it's trying to just lock it. Well, everything is free. We're giving back. Like I said, free shirts,
concerts, free everything,
everything.
Free merch,
that's everything, just, merchandise, and everything. So that's something we're doing now. And like I said, we're just getting ready for 2025.
That's right. 2025 will be a dope year. It's going to be definitely going to be a dope year.
All right. So let's turn the page. Many of you know who this sister is. I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hey, everybody. I go by Sister Keelana, or the hijabi with the bag.
That's my family over there.
So tell her what you do. Outside of being an artist.
I actually had the honor to perform at the Lux. A few weeks ago. I performed my hit song Rosa Parks. I'm an activist. I used to be an activist in the community, but now I'm just a hip hop preacher or something like that. So I'm working on a book right now, but I mainly practice on rapping every single day. I'm performing. I'm working on a tour, Keep Striving, anti-bullying tour, and hopefully I could expand and promote my book as well while on tour with the kids about literacy and art and, you know, using it against bullying as well. That's all.
That's not all.
That's right.
What you talking about, girl? That's a lot.
Now, I'm going to fall back and let y'all ask her the questions. Now y'all can do y'all. Go. See, being though y'all are already properly introduced.
Well, Nelly, I've met her. I know her. You want to be first to ask
I've had the honor of being in your presence before and being watching you do your thing for your podcast. What I love about you is your consistency to
Mike.
Your consistency to your religion.
Thank you.
Right, and not allowing the industry to deter you.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be sexy, and your body doesn't have to show. How do you think you're received in the industry as you pursue this career?
Great question.
In Uptown, we have a saying called carry it. So it depends on however you carry yourself. It depends on how you dress, because you want to be, that's how you will be addressed the way you come into the room. I'm very particular about what I wear, depending on the event as well. Mm-hmm. So I won't do too much flowy dresses with diamonds and, you know, like intimidate the crowd of kids. I might wear something like high school type of outfit, varsity jacket, stuff like that. So I learn to adapt and overcome in different areas. I perform in churches, at church events as well, city council events. So I tried to step out of the religious box and more talk to the whole world instead of like
get that dawah.
I like that.
Still give them dawah.
Oh, I love that so much. What I really love, what you said as far as dressing, not down so much, but, you know, accommodating the audience, because sometimes these children can have a grandiose idea of what they should be looking like outside, and they'll spend a lot of time, you know, with low self-esteem or doing things that they shouldn't do to try to get these things that they think that they need so that they can look whatever way they feel like they're supposed to look to be accepted. And so just to have you, like, you know, I don't have to have on a whole bunch of diamonds, even though I love diamonds. Don't get me wrong now. Like, I like diamonds.
We all like diamonds.
like the best of them.
Right.
But, you know, having that wherewithal to understand that, you know, a lot of these kids don't have a lot of things. And I'm not going to go up there and, like, wear a whole bunch of diamonds, wear a whole bunch of things where they feel like now they have to, you know, do anything to accept anything. And I feel like that's awesome, because to me, I love nice things and I love diamonds and I love looking nice.
Yes.
But I also feel like like that's a reward, though. You know what I'm saying?
Is.
And I feel like when you work hard and you do what you need to do, then those are the things that you can afford to buy yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That comes with you know, with time.
The accolades of your hard work and dedication.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's the fruits of your labor.
So your goal for the youth, because I know you're out there and you're mentoring to them. Mm. Have you actually had anyone that you actually affected that come to you and say, thank you? You know,
I never thought
I would see a Muslim sister. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I've practiced Islam almost my entire life, and I know what it could be like trying to break into that industry, being a sister. So have you had any young ladies
today,
or fellas?
Actually, it was a lady after the service I had went to. She didn't recognize who I was. As soon as she walked in the building, I immediately showed her new books, and I was just being kind to her. I didn't say, hey, I'm Sister K. Blah,
right.
Blah. So once I started showing her my shirts, and she said, hold on, he Jamie Betty. She started screaming in the mosque and stuff like that. So she's like, I know you. She gave me a big hug and stuff like that. But things of that nature, she said that I helped her, started wanting to, you know, study her modesty again, like get back to her modesty. So not fully covered, but still just remembering, watch your thighs, watch your belly button, you know, watch the cleavage. You know, you can still get dressed nicely without your hijab and still look nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like I said, I'm not very preachy in my songs. I try to keep up with today as well.
Right.
So when I do meet those young women, even 9 years old, like come up to me like, hey, I want to practice whatever you want.
Can you spit some of K Can you give us a little lyrics of one of your songs?
Let's go.
Go ahead. Yeah. Do a cappella. Let's see.
Acapella?
Yeah.
I could do that.
You want to get a song ready? We'll cue it up in a minute. Yeah. We can do that. So James could not be here today because James is celebrating. In fact,
shout out to James.
He's an award-winning coach.
Okay.
You know,
that's what's
because
up.
It feels very good to take a bunch of youth, coach them up, and then win a championship.
Mm. Yes.
So for those that want to come call up and talk to our guests, they won't be guests for long. 888-329-3306. Mm-hmm. Again, 888-329-3306. And remember, we're every Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And the name of our show is called Respectfully Speaking Radio. And the reason why we say respectfully speaking is because some of our views may not match your views or your perspectives. Mm. So, and we started out, and being as though James is a heavy person in the politics, so am I, but not to the point where I could say I was a war leader or someone that was actually heavy interacting into it. Because I'm one of the people that do strongly believe that you need to gain more empirical knowledge, which means experience of your city councilmen, your state reps, the president, the senators. If you don't learn that information, you won't know how it governs you. Then you'll start making claims that I don't need to vote. Oh, I don't need to do this. Mm-hmm. And some of my brothers, you know, some brothers that say, I can't vote because, first of all, you need to concentrate in the world you live, in the municipality that governs you and yours. Mm-hmm. You can't go by what's going on in Africa, Israel, Afghanistan, Dubai, Turkey, Iraq, Iran, Palestine. Mm-hmm. You can't concentrate on what's going over in those areas, like when you go to Mexico or you go to the Bahamas or you go to anywhere and you take a vacation, you got to leave. And you see it's pretty different. Just like I tell people, I say, I don't have to travel just to go see blue water because I can't stay there. And I can gain mastery because I'm a visionary. I can go to the, now this is funny to y'all. I can go to the Schuylkill River, sit right there and watch our dirty water in Philadelphia and still symbolically make it look like it's the blue water in Mexico, Dubai, you know, anywhere. It's you have
mindfulness.
To
again.
Say it again, Nelly.
It's mindfulness.
It's mindfulness. Yes. It really is. It really is.
Again,
it really is.
I mean, even if you just think about mindfulness as in your childhood stage, it's imagination.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Which
it is.
A lot of children are lacking. Yes. Imagination, which helps you to even, I feel like it makes it easier to be more mindful.
Right.
You know, being a empathetic person, also being aware of thyself makes it easier to meditate and also aware of others. I'm very big on energy. I had to learn that as I got older. As a kid, I never understood why when I would walk in a room, it felt like the energy would shift. Mm-hmm. And I would sometimes get really uncomfortable. Mm. And I couldn't identify, like, why? Like, why do I feel this energy bouncing off of this person that I like or I thought liked me? And now that I'm older, I accept it for what it is. It's my armor.
Wow.
It's my strength. Because now I'm no longer in the presence of people that don't serve my purpose.
Wow.
Like, it sifts itself out for me. So the more mindful you become, the more aware you become of your surroundings, everything, people, places, things, animals, everything. Mm. Everything.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That was very touching.
That was the
No.
That was namaste.
See, I'm a spiritual and religious person. And it was a post that somebody put up and I shared it. Talked about how do you know good vibrations of a person? And the first thing it said, when you the pets gravitate to you.
Mm. Yes.
Animals. That was so strong. Animals gravitate to you. Mm-hmm. And then there was another one that says, when you walk in the room, people stare at you.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And you just explained that.
And total strangers walk up to you and
talk to you. Strangers walk up to you and start talking to you.
Yeah.
Right. Or they tell you your whole life story. No, let me tell you. I read that and I see that. And I'm one of those people, like, I could be sitting at the bus stop and somebody would walk up to me next to you. Know, they like, lay my door in my heart. I'm like, Lord have mercy. I turned into a bus stop psychiatrist. And you know what's so funny? One of the fellas that's always at Glockaweer.
Right.
I can't remember his name. There's so many brothers there, but I have ran Nelly and I was ran into his wife, right?
Right.
And I didn't know that was his wife.
Right.
And I'm talking to her and she's like, I don't know where I know you from somewhere. And I'm like, I don't know, because I don't remember. She's like, I don't know. I don't know. She's like, where you live at? So I was
Glockaweer
with my daughter at the time. And I was in Germantown. So I'm like, I'm staying in Germantown. She said, Washington Lane. Germantown and Washington Lane at the gas station.
Yes.
And I said, huh?
Yep.
She said, I was telling you how I lost my son and you was comforting me and you was telling me that it was going to be okay and that you lost a daughter. And I was like, she was like, you don't remember? I said, no. She was like, you an angel. Give me your phone number right now. I'm like, honest to God, and to this day, I literally still do not remember that day. Mm. But
because you touch a lot of people quite often, and when it's genuine, you don't hold on to it. It just is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
And I'm like, just being just who I am. You know, you see, sometimes, I know I'm one of them people, if I see somebody having a rough day, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially a woman, I don't know what it was going on that day because I know I didn't know her. So I don't even remember being on Germantown and Washington Lane that day.
Because
she was like, it was like 2 years ago. And I'm like, well, I didn't live up here yet. She was like, no, it was you.
Right. Like, she knew it was you.
She was like, it was you. Because she was like, you said you lost your daughter, and I was just having a hard time.
When she said that, that's when I knew she had the right person. Yeah. I said, because ain't no way.
Yeah.
She ran into another woman that looked just like you that had the same story.
She knew it.
It's you.
But it was just like so eye-opening. But my thing is, you know, being a person who has been through a lot in life and try to do so much to overcome and not live in my pain, but allow my pain to strengthen me and help me move forward as opposed to just wallowing in it. I find that inspiring other people and making other people feel good makes me feel good.
Me too.
It helps me.
Can we all agree to that?
Yes.
It really helps me.
Yes.
But it really, really does. And it really is genuine. And I'm one of those people, like, I love people, but I don't like people. You know what I'm saying?
Assuming, we're all
because
the same,
you know what it is? Because I love people so much and I just want the best out of the
for
world,
everybody.
Period, for everybody. And when I see people that's like intentionally malicious, intentionally hateful, you know, don't want good for anyone, you know, just got just ill intentions and just for no reason, just, you know, putting their pain on everybody else. That's what makes me not like people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like people like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you don't have to live in your pain. It's up to you to decide whether you're going to stay in it or get out.
That's true.
And that's a choice. Right. No matter what happens in your past. Yeah. We all have a past.
That's a contained
choice. We all have things that we went through when we was kids, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody have a story. You never know what someone goes through. People look at me and they don't know my story. They be like, you don't look like what I exactly.
Right. Tell them your story. You want to give them a little brief synopsis?
You know, so.
You want to give them a little brief synopsis
I'll
and when you say your story?
I'll give you guys a little brief synopsis. So
everybody gets a testimony.
When I was in my early 20s, I was in an abusive relationship. And the guy that I was with, we fought a lot. And one night, this guy, he was a heroin addict. We were very young. He was very young. He was a year younger than me. And I was very, like, nerdy girl, you know, not oblivious to street smart, but just really not a person that really was in the street, even though I lived in the projects. I was more just like a regular, you know, girl. You
Tell
know what I'm saying?
Tell people where you're from.
And I'm from South Philly.
Okay.
Everybody from South Philly, 23rd Street, 22nd Street, Wilson Philly. Park, all that together. So anyway, I got with this guy. And I really, you know, I knew him for a few years, but you never know anybody. You think you know someone.
Right.
And so this particular night, he couldn't get high off of dope. Now, I didn't even smoke marijuana or nothing. So having an understanding of how drugs affect someone or how they can't get it, what they would do. I was oblivious today. I was just young and in a relationship.
Wow.
And I didn't think about anything about it except for me and him got into it. We fought, and I saw that so much in my own family with women and men in relationships. Mm. It was like normal.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens. Mm-hmm. And so he and I got into an argument because he couldn't get high. He was withdrawing, which I found out later.
Right.
I didn't know what it was at the time. But he was like withdrawing because he couldn't get high. He was really mm-hmm. sick and throwing up. And I didn't feel like arguing with him. So I put my children to bed. And I went across the street. And I well, actually not in the street. If you cross the street. If you live in the projects, everybody knows how the projects is back-to-back backyards.
Right,
it's
right.
not in the street. So I went across the driveway to a young lady's house, you know, just to get out the house so me and him wouldn't argue because he never did nothing to my kids. You know right. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not even thinking about nothing like that. So I left and went over there. And while I was going, he beat my 10-month-old daughter.
Wow.
And my daughter died from a laceration to her liver.
Oh my God.
And and it was, and God is, you know, sometimes you look back on things because I lived with so much guilt for so many years. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Just because I had this guy around my kids, you know what I'm saying? And I was 23 years old. I was young. Her dad wasn't around. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Me and him was in an on and off relationship, you know what I'm saying? And so it was just like the most horrible thing that I could have ever imagined going through in my life. And I was a young girl. And now that I'm older, I look back at my nieces, my daughters, when they was 23, and I look at myself and like, damn, how did you do that? Mm. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. He got you.
How the heck did you survive that? You mm-hmm. know, how did you, you know, get out of that at such a young age and took care of kids, going to work? I was going to school. I was doing all these things and raising three children, and they were all like, my daughter and my son are 18 months apart, and my son and my youngest daughter were 20 months apart.
Mm.
So I'm taking care of them, going to school, working, and dealing with this relationship, and then just to lose my daughter. And it was like devastating to me, and I didn't know how I was going to survive it while I was in it. And my daughter's birthday was October the 20th. She would have been 32 years old this year, mm. you know.
Mashallah.
But I say that to say, you know.
You gain mastery, dude. That's why you are a superwoman.
Mm-hmm.
You have superpowers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I will say this. Sometimes mm-hmm. when we go through trauma, right,
mm-hmm.
we shut things out in order to survive.
Correct.
And we don't even realize it. Because I always tell people, I feel like for about 20-something years, maybe I was just like in motion. Not living, just in motion, mm-hmm. getting up, go to work, do this. It really affected my other daughter in a major, major way.
Mm-hmm.
And she was only 4 years old at the time. She's dealt with a lot trying to, you know, overcome this, and she's still dealing with it. And it didn't just affect me then. It continually just kept affecting me through my daughter, not so much as my son, because he doesn't really remember his sister because he was only two, but my oldest,
right.
you know. So I, mm-hmm. you know, tried to do as much as I can by, you know, not having people around my children that were strangers, you know, being very mindful of who I had around my children, grandchildren. You know, and things like that. So, but what I want to say to people is, if you believe in the Creator and you believe in God, you really can get yourself through anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
You mm-hmm. you can get yourself through anything. Mm-hmm. I believe that wholeheartedly, because I know that if it wasn't for me, you know, coming and praying and making some light and just going into the masjid, and so many things helped me through that time, because mm-hmm. I remember finding this hadith. Because my whole thing was like, what's wrong with my, where is she now? You know, we hear these things. We go to, you know, mm-hmm. our religious services, different things, but we never really know. And I just remember reading the hadith, and it said, you know, when children pass, they, you know, they go to heaven, and you don't have to worry about them, and they stand at the feet of Abraham. And it was something that really helped me heal.
Mm.
Just knowing that, I don't know if it's real, Lord knows best, but right. it gave me comfort to know that she's in a better place. She's okay. You'll be fine. You know, the Creator's going to, you know, cover you and take care of you, because you've been through something so traumatic. And And that really, really, really saved me, you know, really saved me. And that gave me faith to move forward. So I just say to anyone, first and foremost, if you are in a relationship with someone and they're putting their hands on you, get out. Don't wait.
Because Top Model Yama's movie is a perfect example.
And you know,
Body to Kill For.
But EA, you know, that movie, I think, you know, I feel like that was such a irony.
Right.
That A Body to Kill For would be the first movie that I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Because of my own life and my own circumstance. And although
so it was a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and what we go through, you never know. You can't look at people and tell what they're going through.
Sure. You can't.
You know, people say, you can't look at people and tell what they go through. I'm not supposed to look like what I'm going through. I'm a perfect example of that.
Right?
You know,
somebody's
I'm
story.
Supposed to look like I survived something that you never thought could happen. And that's how what I'm supposed to look like.
Thank you for your story, Khadija Sanders. That was awesome.
I just love
Who want to give a testimony just for the people? Maybe, see, because people can learn off your story and your testimony.
Yeah.
But and some people are so egotistic to the point that they're afraid to say, I don't have any money. Mm. May I borrow $20 to put some gas in my tank so I can go get go to work? Mm. Would you loan me $20? See, let me tell you some of my experiences, and I joke about them. I used to love to go to the store when my mother couldn't afford to feed us with the note to the little Jewish man down the street. And I said this last week on the show. I used to be the one to take the note to the store because I was able to get a Snicker. But now that I reflect back on, like, why did I move so many places uptown? I live, like, 8 different neighborhoods uptown. Mom got evicted. Mom had to go. But guess what she did, Nelly Yo? She got us in another house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She didn't give up. She had to keep pushing.
I mean, eventually we went to go stay with my aunt and uncle because when we did have our house, it was 13 of us in one house, 7 girls, the rest boys, 1 bathroom, 3 bedrooms, 7128 Ogonsa Avenue. When I started going to my aunt's house, I seen when my uncle was, now I know he was a school teacher, gym teacher, and he made good money. Because I used to be like, how they got fried chicken? The thing that amazed me, that they had a pound of, now I know what it is. It was a pound of turkey, a pound of cheese, a king-size Stroman bread, mayonnaise, they had mustard. First of all, I'm like, yo, how do y'all got mustard and mayonnaise? So when my mother started giving me money to go to the ShopRite or Pickwell, it was Pickwell before it was a ShopRite. And she used to give me a note. And please forgive me. Allah, forgive me for saying this. I used to steal the pound of turkey because I wanted the $7 or the $6 or $5, whatever it cost, because I wanted that money just so I can go to school and be like other children. I was probably like 7th, 8th grade. Mm. First of all, I used to walk to school with holes in the bottom of my sneaks. By the time I got to Leeds, I used to walk from 71st and Ogonce all the way to close to Wadsworth. Mm. And by the time I got there, my sock was coming through my sneak, and I used to have to pull the sock through the sneak and make sure my feet was planted so the girls wouldn't see I had holes in my sneaks. But I had that $5, and guess what I did? I stopped at the Ups of Variety store, and I bought pineapple now-leaders. And I used to love to get now-leaders. I'm not afraid. One of my friends told me, I put a phrase up talking about I was a have-not. He hated. Stop saying that. You wasn't no half night. Yes, I was. I did not grow up like you. When I think back on it, it makes you say, wow, my cousin slept with a coat on. We didn't know she was pregnant until she was having the baby.
Wow.
Because we didn't have no heat. We didn't have gas.
Wow.
You know what heated our house?
The kerosene heater.
No, before we learned kerosene heater. One more guess. The oven.
I would say,
You said the oven, right? Yeah. But the oven worked. I don't know how that
worked. Because your heater probably was broke.
That's what it was. Deez, you smart.
I've been there. I know.
But we used to put the oven door down and cut it on to the point and it heated the whole house. And guess how we used to wash up?
Boiling pots.
But we didn't have... In a tub.
And that's crazy. Wait.
Syrup,
we didn't have electricity, but we had electricity because we had hot plates.
You had electricity.
But But we didn't have lights.
You probably was running it from somewhere else.
But the thing is,
I would have to ask one of my older kids.
And probably was illegal. Probably was running bad.
Because I remember we had electric hot plates that we used to, do you know those big giant silver pots?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we used to heat two of those up, put it in the tub, and then the rest cold water.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been there.
So how did we do that with seven girls? That's why I'm so clean today, because my two cousins, Ty and Tane, like, we used to sit down in front of this little 13-inch TV that was black and white, had no knobs, and we used to turn the TV with what?
With the pliers.
Pliers. Absolutely.
Yep.
And I'm just, so that's some of my... That's why mm-hmm. I like to look nice. That's mm-hmm. why I'm always well-mannered. That's why I believe in a lot of things that's positive because I grew up a have-not. Mm-hmm. So I like that,
right.
Have and a have-not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's okay to not have.
Builds character.
Well, some people just didn't have it. Like, it's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yep. I tell my kids that all the time. Like, I'll never forget when I tried to give my kids a fried bologna for breakfast. They looked at me like, well, I'm about to run
spam.
I didn't even know I wasn't eating real ham until I found out it was spam. My grandma would put them cloves and them pineapples on that spam. Because back in the day, spam was bigger.
I don't know what this little appetizer
they give you now.
These people are privileged today to even be introduced to Islam. And I always tell people, because back in the day, back in the 80s, and like, you know, some people may be young, whoever's listening, whoever's not. Mm. We used to I never knew of Islam. I was born and raised in the church. Mm. I knew Christianity until I moved out West Philly in like 84. I moved next door to Lawrence Goodman and them. And I'll never forget one day, they was like, yo, Stuffullah. Now I know what that means. You cooking swine. But I'm like, spam. That I stopped eating pork back then.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I start studying. So when I start studying, it just made things kind of, because I was the only one that had cable. My mom worked that way, Cablevision.
Okay.
So I was the only one that had cable.
At least you had cable, right?
This side of years, you could tell. A few years later, Special Ed came out with, I Got It Made. Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun. Whatever year that was. Mm-hmm. And then Public Enemy in them.
It was 1987.
So, 87. See? So we moved out there in 83. You were 7 years old.
Going allowed off the porch.
Man, you're a real estate guru. You got any bad experiences that you want to share with people? And Jermaine, let me just say, Maine is very comfortable, respectfully. He worked his entire behind off.
Right.
Fact, Maine is the one that helped Imhotep, and that's one of the scripts that Khadija also wrote. We're dropping a documentary about their STEM program, which they go to parts of Africa and they clean their water.
Yes.
These people were drinking water the color of Fran Daddy SP.
Mm.
And if those don't know Fran, Fran is a dark-skinned brother.
He's a chocolate brother.
He's a chocolate brother. So if you watch the trailer that we put up on our pages, you'll see how their STEM program from Imhotep, Shirley Posey, we love you to death. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mom, Deb, I'm praying for your family.
That, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Shirley.
Yeah. But we're going to bring her up maybe in a week or two when they're able to come up so we can allow them to share their story and talk about the STEM program. Shirley Posey has got a lot of awards for doing this. But please, go to Obama EA, go to Hip Hop on Deck EA, go to any page and just Google STEM program from Imhotep, where she took students that made these stems, and they have... Wait for the documentary film.
Yes.
We're releasing it soon. Myself and Khadija Sams directed it. Fran Daddy SP edited it. And Jermaine is the one that's plugged us in to Shirley so we could do this great story. And thank you, Jermaine, because he's the one that helped build those trailers and electricity to run those trailers.
Those trailers is dope. I'm not even going to tell y'all. I'm going to let y'all watch the documentary. But I was like, I know you could do this. Yep. Like, and it's so funny because you're in real estate, because I'm really, really want to do shipping container housing.
Right.
You know what? That's major. A lot of people doing that.
And I had, someone had tried to get me to invest in it a long time ago, But I was like, shipping container houses. I don't know. This was probably like 2019, 2018. Right. Mm. And I had never heard of it. And they was like, it's going to be big. And I'm thinking to myself, I worked there on the shipyard. So I'm thinking, shipping containers, how you going to make that to a house? Right. But then once he sent me some information and sent me some things the way the house is looking, I'm like, wow. Like, I think that's a great idea. So that is something that I'm really looking forward into investing in the future because I really want to do that.
That's what's up.
This is how me and Maine both got LASIK surgery.
Oh yeah,
I was.
I need to get it.
I can't wait. I was
5 seconds off.
3 weeks. Yeah.
But I was 5 seconds off bifocals at the bottom.
No, I've been wearing bifocals since I was.
2Care was the first one that got it done. And one day we in Glockaware before a show started. And the menu was like there where the WWDB sign at. And I said, what you want to eat? And he was reading it from there.
Amazing.
I'm like, you can't see
no
that.
No way.
He like, yes, I can. I'm like, read the fourth line. I got it. I put it back. He read it.
Amazing.
The next day, I signed up and got LASIK surgery.
As you should have.
And I left my glasses, all my old, no, I took the prescription out of my glasses and threw them in his big box.
As you should.
So Maine just got LASIK surgery.
Yeah, I need y'all to refer me.
So the reason why I'm bringing that up.
I'm sick of this.
Right. I'm bringing that up for a reason. Just like they can heal everybody that can't see from a certain perspective, but it costs. Some way, somehow, everybody going to be able to see in a minute. Just like Shirley Posey in the Imhotep school is showing you that you can also have clean water. Mm-hmm. Flint, Michigan. I don't know why they still got dirty water.
No, that's crazy. So crazy. That guy had that machine. Did you see it? Like,
yeah.
The machine that this guy created, he created a machine that turns water. I think it from air. Yeah, it turns air into clean water.
See, it's
turns
all STEM.
Air
it's
into
all
clean water.
Listen, let me say something to every last one of y'all right now. Every last one of y'all individuals in here are very bright. You could do it too. And we know somebody that's doing it. So we need to just get together.
Get her done.
Say it again.
Get her done.
Yeah. Now we have about 10 minutes, about 8 minutes for the show. And I want to elaborate. I want to give this time for you to give your Instagrams, your Facebooks, your Twitters, where they can find you at. Nelly Yoga, I'm going to start with you because I want people, especially, you know, the people that's tuned in, if they want to join yoga classes.
Yes.
And I think what we're going to do is we're going to try to, maybe we could do something live where we'll do it at the Y or we can bring, because Beasley Media is offering a lot to us. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the state-of-the-art facilities, their podcast rooms, the engineer. Look.
Shout out to the guy in the
middle. I mean, we're on million-dollar equipment, respectfully. You notice how you can put the headphones on the mic and it don't do nothing, right? No, I'm just saying. And look at our view. You can go shopping, and I always say that. Right, you got some money in your pocket. What's over there?
Right in my store right there. Let me
I want to buy some perfume, too.
See that?
Well, Chef right there. Chef will buy that perfume, respectfully speaking. Absolutely.
Indeed.
He's a gentleman.
That's indeed.
But at the end of the day, go ahead. What's your Instagram?
Okay, so you can reach me on Instagram at Nelly_yoga_fitness. For all your yoga inquiries, fitness, I'm a certified personal fitness trainer as well as a certified yoga instructor. You can also find me on Facebook. Chanel Roberts is my real name. You can also find me under Nelly Yoga Fitness on Facebook as well. I have a bow tie business that Instagram.
That I wear all the ties.
Yes,
go to
indeed.
My page. You'll see all the ties because I wear them all different colors.
My mom is my business partner with that.
And
they're
the
all
bomb.
Custom made, one of a kind. And that is Sarah Brand, SarahBrand, 365 on Instagram. I also have chef hats. I paint trucker hats. Chef is wearing one of them
too.
Right now.
Awesome.
EA has been a major support.
Chef, show us that hat, Chef.
He's also been a major support. And you can find that at _chefhats on Instagram. You can make sure you tune in to my podcast, Think Outside the Box, every Monday on all platforms. Glockaware. I said Monday. Shut your mouth. Every Wednesday, I'm sorry, from 9 to 11, Think Outside the Box with me and my sis right here by my side on KD.
Trying to think what else I do. I mean, listen, my demographic for yoga is all ages, but I am definitely an advocate for the aging population. So I try to encourage people 40 and over to get with me. I say that yoga is for everybody, 0 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy.
You know what I'm going to do for you? We're going to see if we can invite some of the program directors and the major people here.
And do a session.
Because they're into
like
kind.
You did on Fox.
We're going to do that.
I love
that. We're going to set that up.
I love that.
We're going to set that up. All business, Jermaine. We're going to challenge ourselves to bring five people apiece.
Okay.
And we're going to join, and we're going to give you a donation to
that.
Do it.
Namaste.
Because you are a dope instructor. Absolutely. Go ahead, Deej.
Namaste.
Yeah, so back to that, because Nelly Yoga is my yoga instructor, and right. I love yoga. And yoga really, really is, you know, yoga is more than just twisting your body.
Thank you.
Yoga really, really helps you get in tune with yourself.
Right.
Like, it really, really does help you hear that inner voice. You know what I'm saying? And it helps your instincts. Mm-hmm. And it helps you feel things out. And it's really, really good for you. I love doing yoga. But you can reach
Follow
me
you.
At Aunt KD on Instagram. On Facebook is Khadija Sams. On TikTok is Aunt KD Deniji. Check
Deniji.
Me out. Deniji, Indian.
Okay.
you can check me out there. Yes, I'm Cherokee Indian. So you can check me out there. And
she from the 80s. We was all
Cherokee.
All
of my stuff is on there. All of my videos, all of podcast shorts. And also you can check me out with my sis here, Nelly Yoga, and also our chef in spirit. He's there sometime with us on Glockaware Radio, Think Outside the Box from 9-11 every Wednesday.
There you go. Go ahead, man.
Cool. Listen, if you guys are interested in a nice luxury experience, you can reach us on Instagram at 6196 The Lux Venue. 6196 The Lux Venue. Short and simple.
That's it?
Yeah. Yes,
sir. Short and sweet.
Go ahead, sister.
And y'all can find me on all platforms.
Keep striving. Keep striving.
That's the banger. Shout out to Dwayne The Rock out LA making that beat for me. But you can find me on Instagram, iTunes, Apple Music, Pandora, SISTA. KEILANA, Sister Kelana. Make sure to get it stuck in your head. All the songs as well. It's clean, radio ready.
It does. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going, before we get into one of her songs, I do want to give a very big announcement. We're in the process of doing our second Kids Teen Award. Nice. It's for 8 years old up to 17. We're doing an award show for them December 29th, we're doing an award show and fashion show. But it will not be the adults. We allow the adults to celebrate at the Uppity Awards. Mm-hmm. This time is about our children. So if you have a favorite model, teen, from 8 years old to 17, or a designer from 8 years old to 17, please submit their information to phillystormoffashion@gmail.com or go to uptownstandard.com and submit. Now, we will actually put the nominations up there. We actually will. Give us about a week. We're going to have all the information up there of the individuals that you can vote for.
I already know who I'm voting for.
I have my favorites, but I'm not allowed to say.
I ain't gonna say
it. You know what I'm saying?
But I know who I'm voting for.
Right.
I don't know the little girl.
You got 2 minutes.
I don't know the little girl name, but when I say she is fierce, she is fierce.
This little girl, she is fierce.
Yeah, she wears the biggest hair.
Yeah.
Her poses are on point. Yeah. Her walk is everything.
Or
when I say
bomb.
She is refined, like that baby been here before.
Right.
I'm voting for her.
All right. Well, make sure y'all vote for her. And we're going to take these last couple minutes to tune in to the Hijabi Baddie, one of her songs. Make sure y'all follow her on everything. You want to tell me? Did you tell me Instagram?
SISTAK, Sister K, Petra Rosa Parks. Let's get it.
And I thank y'all so much for tuning in. Y'all can catch us on Hip Hop on Deck Radio from 6 to 8, but today we're doing from 6 to 7 because Fran Daddy SP have a performance coming up, and we got a little venture to do with DJ Cosmic Kev. Awesome. So we're going to get into the track. I'll see y'all next week. Love y'all for the sake of everything that exists, that's positive, and we're signing off. Respectfully Speaking Radio. Jah. I'm just gonna take one picture, y'all.
Really being with the people right now. And aside.
people, put your hands up. My people had enough, time to stand up. All my free people, put your hands up. My homie had enough, time to stand up. Voice of the South, like I'm Anna Cooper. Mouth like Rosa, but I'm on a Sula. Straight out the slave ship, selling clothes on the pavement. Months feel like they, somebody tell me where the days went. Kids come home, never asking how they day went. Martin Luther King, how I'm dreaming. H. Trent Brown, how I'm thinking. Nelson Mandela, how I'm speaking. I'ma tell the truth like I'm Rosa Parks. I'm from Philly, every day feel like it's dark. Jumping in my sleep, hearing bullet sparks. Blood splatter, can't even play at the park. Blood on the pavement, blood on the schoolyard, blood in the basement. Blood on the school bus, blood on the playground. While I had my head down, moving like Sojourner Truth, I gotta use my head now. He Jabby, we the flyest. Me and all my sisters go up on the island. The brothers, we behind. Well, my son to be the next president, like Obama. And he only feel love, he ain't scared of y'all. And then Google Rosa Parks only did a couple hours. Still went viral. Understand the concept, I'm giving you the dawah. Giving you the game, I'ma give it to you proper. Give it to you proper. Give it to your daughter. Give it to your papa. Sick and tired of Philly, sick of sirens and nonsense. Funerals, janazas. Moms keep crying cause her son got killed down the street in the plaza. Over the sky high, carried it. Martin Luther King had a dream, can't cancel it. Want my son to be the next president like Obama. And he